In California today, news of a foiled bombing plot by Jewish extremists. Irv Rubin, the chairman of the Jewish Defense League, and one of his followers, Earl Krugel, are under arrest. U.S. Attorney John Gordon outlined the alleged plan.
Last night, Rubin and Krugel told the source that the first bombing targets would be the King Fahd Mosque in Culver City, California, and an office of Congressman Daryl Issa. When the source delivered the last required bomb component, that being the explosive powder, both Rubin and Krugel were arrested.
NPR's Ina Jaffe was at that announcement today in Los Angeles, and she joins us now. Ina, who are these men? What exactly are the charges against them?
The men are Irving Rubin, 56, and Earl Krugel, 59, both of the L.A. area. And they are members of the Militant Jewish Defense League. Irving Rubin actually is the chairman of the L.A. chapter of that organization. The JDL was formed a couple of decades ago in New York by Meyer Kahane to have an armed response to perceived anti-Semitic acts. And authorities estimate that these days there may not be more than a few dozen active members. In Los Angeles, the organization has a fairly low profile, except for that of the local leader, Irving Rubin, who shows up on a lot of demonstrations, on a lot of radio talk shows, very pugnacious, very loud, says a lot of hateful things. He's been arrested a lot of times, but only once on a serious charge, and that was back in 1980. He was acquitted of soliciting the murders of Nazis. Specifically, today, he and Krugel were charged with conspiracy to destroy a building by means of an explosive and also possession of a destructive device in relation to a crime of violence. Those two charges together could carry sentences of 35 years.
Ina, how did authorities get wind of this plot?
A confidential source came to the FBI with the information in mid-October. We presume he's a he, no one has said otherwise. He was recruited by the JDL as a teenager. He said he has performed criminal acts for them in the past. And his role in this alleged plot was to acquire bomb materials, and he was also told he would be planting the devices. He wore a wire in his meetings with the two defendants, so the FBI has a lot of the stuff on tape. Things came to a head just last night, really, when the source and the two defendants met at a deli in the San Fernando Valley, and that was the first time that the source was told what the specific targets would be. He was also last night to deliver, and did deliver, 5 pounds of explosive powder to complete making the bombs, and the arrest took place shortly after that powder was delivered to the home of Mr. Krugel.
How powerful were these bombs they were planning to use?
Well, not big enough to take down a whole building, but certainly big enough to cause considerable damage, big enough to injure or perhaps kill someone who was in the way. Krugel, allegedly on one of the tape-recorded conversations, said it was intended to give Arabs a wake-up call, and Irv Rubin said that it was to draw attention to the JDL to show that the organization was still alive in a militant way.
And what about Congressman Issa? Why would he have been a target?
We don't know for sure, although he is of Lebanese descent, not a Muslim, a Christian, and he does sit on a committee in Congress that takes votes on Israeli-Palestinian issues. But the authorities do not know for sure, and Congressman Issa has said he doesn't know for sure and that he found the idea that he was the target of this plot to be shocking.
Thanks very much, Ina.
You're welcome, Linda.
NPR's Ina Jaffe reporting from Los Angeles.